It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we basically focused on the alleged chemical weapons attack on a suburb of Damascus, the Syrian opposition accusing Bashar Assad's government of this attack, and the Assad government denying that they were responsible for these chemical attacks, and actually adding that the Syrian opposition forces are responsible. I'll have more on that in just a moment. Let me remind you that our broadcast partners did discuss the issues of today, and of course including the chemical attacks that have been reported on. It would be good for you to go to our website and listen to our broadcast partners and what they had to say. You can go to prophecytoday.com, go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. It's radio when you want it, at your convenience, when it's good for you to listen. And there we will have archived all of my conversations with the broadcast partners. For example, Ken Timmerman out of the Washington, D.C. area discussed the chemical attacks, and he discussed both sides. Why would it have been beneficial for the opposition to perform these attacks, or why would the Assad government do that when the U.N. inspectors were on the ground in Damascus? David Dolan spoke about the situation in Syria as well, but I talked him to talk about the effects on Israel if indeed these chemical attacks did happen. Jim Jr. came Mike's side. We were talking about the Red Dead Project. This is very interesting and has a connection to Bible prophecy and the location of silver and gold in the last days. You don't want to miss that conversation. I talked with Dr. Rob Congdon. He gave us a European Union update and how the European Union is involved in all of these issues that we discuss on the broadcast. Then Dr. John Whitcomb talked about the Methuselah star. It's supposed to be older than the universe, an age determined by modern-day science, which has no connection to Bible prophecy, which is indeed a young earth, not billions of years old. And I talked to Dr. Whitcomb. Why is it that the scientists have to have billions of years since everything came into existence? We talked with Mike Gendron. We focused on Pope Benedict, who had a mystical experience, saying that was the reason that he resigned. Now we have two popes, Pope Francis and Pope Benedict. But by the way, I then did expand the conversation to deal with the charismatic movement that is involved in Catholicism today. This is another interview that you do not want to miss listening to. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com, go to PTRN, and there you'll be able to listen to any and or all of these interviews with our broadcast partners. And be sure to tell a friend. They need to hear what these broadcast partners have to say as well. However, as it relates to the situation in Syria, let me take a few moments. I could talk about any issue that we discussed on the program today, and we could have our look at the book focusing on that particular issue. I want to talk about signs, wonders, and miracles in just a moment. But as it relates to Syria, remember Syria is a major player in the end times. Book of Daniel, chapter 11 and verse 40 mentions the king of the north. When you go back early on in chapter 11, starting in verse 5, you see that the king of the north, geographically, is modern-day Syria. And so Syria will be one of those members of the alignment of nations that come against the Jewish state of Israel. In fact, Syria will be the first nation to make a move against the Jewish state. By the way, Isaiah talked about Syria, actually talking about Damascus, and said that Damascus would be destroyed. That's Isaiah chapter 17. And Bashar Assad, president of Syria, said the other day, not too long ago, destroy Damascus and he would still win. It's a must that we keep an eye on Syria, and we will do that here at Prophecy Today. You may want to study the prophetic word of God. I'm talking about the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verses 40 to 43, to be exact. But now let me take a moment and let's discuss my conversation with Mike Gendron about Pope Benedict's mystical experience. You know, Jesus Christ warned about this in the Olivet Discourse. That's Matthew chapter 24, verses 4, 5, 11, and 24. He talked about deception in all of those verses, and in verse 24, he said deception would be communicated through signs, wonders, and miracles. In fact, he said deception with these signs, wonders, and miracles at the forefront of deception would be the number one sign for his return. Not the rapture of the church, but his return back to the earth at the second coming. In Revelation chapter 13, it talks about the Antichrist performing miracles. In fact, it even indicates that Satan has the miracle of healing as he heals the Antichrist, who was supposedly wounded to the head to the death. The fact is, the Antichrist did not die. He was healed by Satan. And of course, the false prophet comes along, if you're studying chapter 13 of the book of Revelation, and performs all the miracles of the first beast. That would be the Antichrist. When you move to chapter 17 of the book of Revelation, we talk about the false church that is headquartered there. Antichrist leads that false church, and then he comes back to Jerusalem. After destroying the false church in chapter 17, he returns to Jerusalem to go into the Holy of Holies in the temple that's there. And after he has claimed to be God, the abomination of desolation, then the false prophet sets up an image to the beast, makes it talk, makes it move, signs, wonders, and miracles. Revelation chapter 16, 13 to 16, deals with the Antichrist, the false prophet, and Satan, all performing signs, wonders, and miracles. In fact, this is how all the armies of the world will be gathered in Jerusalem. Signs, wonders, and miracles. We have to remember Jesus said it is the number one sign of when he would come back to the earth. The number one sign for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Not the rapture of the church. That's the next event on God's calendar of activities. When he shouts, the archangel shouts, the trumpet of God sounds, and we're caught up to meet him in the air. That's the rapture of the church. But in Matthew 24, he's focused on the second coming of Christ. And he said signs, wonders, and miracles would be the indicator that he is about to come back. Now, if you put that all together and realize that the rapture is 7 years before the second coming, you would have to recognize with all's happening in our world as it relates to signs, wonders, and miracles that we are at that time when the rapture will actually take place. Couple that with what's going on in the Middle East, in particular Syria and Egypt, and you have to recognize the fact that at any moment, the rapture could take place. And having said that, there's basically nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us again next week for more of Prophecy Today.